Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. God bless you on this morning. Amen. It is good to be, amen, on the winning side this morning. It is a good thing, amen, to call upon the name of the Lord. And the Bible says that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord, amen, shall be saved. Glory to God. Glory to God. Give him the glory. Give him the glory, amen. Give him the praise, amen. He is alone is worthy to be praised. If it have not been for the Lord who was on your side, come on here, when men rose up against you, amen, when you was in a time of despair, distress, when you was in a time no which way that you was going to turn, amen, God was there with a mighty hand and a scratched out arm. Come on, when you in the Lord, you have victory. Ain't no sense in you being sad. Ain't no sense in you being discouraged, amen. You can go ahead on and get in. Courage. Amen. The inspirational word of the Lord. This is Lively Stones Ministry. Amen. Coming to you one more time. Amen. And I don't come alone. Amen. I come in the name of the Lord. The Bible souls declare, blessed is he that cometh in the name of God. See, we got to come in the name of Jesus. We got to plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the reason for the season. Glory to God. Jesus, the anointed one, the Messiah. Amen. The power, the authority have been given unto him. Glory to God. And he gave gifts unto men. So we have that same power. Amen. That we can use it. Glory to God. To our advantage, take advantage. This is Lively Stones Ministry, amen, with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones, amen, coming to you live here in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida, amen, WCNO 89.9 FM, and this wonderful radio, amen, Christian radio station, glory to God, with the word, amen, of the Lord, ministering back-to-back words, amen, every day, all day, 24 hours, amen, a day, letting that word, amen, saturate you, glory to God. Here, we thank God, amen, for this date, amen, Saturday, November the 29th, here in the year of 2025. I certainly trust that everybody had a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Amen. Certainly hope you didn't eat too much. Glory to God. Amen. But you got to eat sometimes, you know. Amen. But we got to eat that word of the Lord. Amen. Come on here. Amen. I thank God. Amen. This morning for my family. Amen. For the time that we had. Amen. Enjoying one another with my loved ones. And I pray also a lot of people traveled. Amen. On this Thanksgiving. And I pray that you met your destination, that you get home safely. Amen. With traveling grace with God will provide. Amen. Some haven't made a home yet. Amen. But it's a 4-day weekend. Amen. And we just thank God. Amen. For the season. Always giving thanks. Amen. And to the honor of the Lord. The Bible souls declare that enter into his gate with thanksgiving. Come into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him. Amen. And bless his holy name. Glory to God. Let's go into a word of prayer if we would. Please, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for this day. Amen. This is the day. Amen, that we shall continue to rejoice and be glad in you, O God. This is the day, amen, that we continue, amen, one more day's journey. Glory to God. This is the day that we continue to show forth thy salvation. O God, we thank you, O Lord, for you allowed us, O God, to come into your presence just one more time, O God, and we be honorable, O God, for us and endeavoring us, O God, to have the ability, O Lord, to keep on and keeping up the good, amen, fight of faith. O God, we pray right now, O Lord, that you would touch the minds and the hearts of your people, O God, everywhere, oh God, right now, oh God, when we are weak, oh God, then we are strong, amen. When we look into the word of the Lord, oh Lord, somebody is in a time of not knowing, somebody's in a time, oh God, of being confused, somebody in a time of not knowing where they who they want to serve. Oh God, we ask you right now, oh God, to send your word. And you said in your word, oh Lord, when you sent your word, you delivered your people from their destruction and you healed them, oh God, from everything, oh God, that is not like you. Oh God, in the name of the Lord, oh Lord, that you will hear, oh Lord, the righteous cry, oh Lord, and you will attentive, oh Lord, to their needs, oh God, right now. Because the word of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous running into it, and they are saved. Oh God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit on this morning, something that can keep us, oh God, something that can keep our mind stayed on you, oh God. And you said that mind that stayed on you, you will know otherwise, keep it in perfect peace right now. Oh Lord, send the anointing, oh God, knowing and realizing we can't do nothing, oh God, without the anointing, oh Lord. Oh God, right now, oh God, oh Lord, heal, deliver, save, and set free. In Jesus' name, and all the people of God said amen and amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. Once again, amen. Amen. Go tell somebody, grab a neighbor, amen, and tell them Lively Stones Ministry, glory to God, is on the air at this time. We thank God. Amen. For the appointed time God has set for us here in this hour. Amen. That we can come and share an encouraging word. Amen. With you on this morning. Amen. Letting you know that God, amen, is on your side. The Bible souls declare that the Lord is on my side and I shall not fear what man can do unto me. But I know that God, your mind have to be in a place where you can hear from the Lord. Your heart has to be receptive unto God. You have to be on the receiving end of what God, amen, have for you in your life, that you can go through these trials, and you can go through these tribulations. You can go through, amen, the things that tries to hinder a child of God, the things that tries to be a stumbling block in your way, that you can continue to walk in, amen, the goodness, walk in the favor, amen, of the Lord, walk in the divine destiny of God, amen. Keep on walking. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care, amen, if it's in a way of trying to hold me back and slip me up. The Bible souls declare that my foot would not slide, that my foot would be on solid ground, standing firm, amen, in the word of the Lord. The Bible souls declare in Galatians 5:1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ has set us free. Hey, come on here. Any believers out there with me this morning? The word of God said have set us free, not just an individual person, but set us free, a believer. Amen. Knowing that God is working it out right now at this very hour. Amen. For you. Ain't this a beautiful thing to wake up this morning knowing that you are saved. Amen. And God have, amen, delivered you from whatever that had you bound. Amen. That he have forgave you of all your sins and all your trespasses. Amen. And you are declared, amen, a child of the living God. Come on. God is not dead. He is still alive and he's still moving. Amen. And he's still on the throne. Glory to God. The Bible says, let us come therefore boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in the time of need. That his mercies is new every morning. That means that you got another time. Amen. Another chance to get it right before the Lord. And to realize and the understanding that we cannot fight this battle alone. Glory to God. There's a greater source than yourselves. There's a greater source than yourself. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For his sovereignty, you know, and we're fighting a continuously war here, people of God. Amen. There's trouble on every side. And just by being in God, it has just seemed like the enemy is trying to hit us on every side and trying to strike down a child of God, trying to discourage a child of God. Amen. Because you know, and he knows that, see, you know, personally, you know, amen, in your mind amen, in your spirit, if the Lord have connected with you and have calibrated you and correlated you, and you have been connected, amen, with the only true vine and the only wise God, too wise to make a mistake and just too just to do that which is wrong, amen, you know, because you feel the spirit of the living God on the inside of you, amen, because a lot of times when you begin to pray, you don't know what you're praying for, but the Holy Spirit makes his intercessions for you, amen, that cried, Abba, Father, amen, and is uttering the spirits that cannot be uttered, cannot be moaning, spirits that cannot be uttering. That's the Holy Spirit making intercessions, amen, for you. For we know not what we ought to pray for at times when we pray, but the Spirit maketh intercessions for us at the time. Groanings that cannot be uttered to come into God's presence. And that's where we're going at today, to share a few words with you on this morning. I will call upon the name of the Lord, and I love the Lord, as you saying in your spirit, according to Psalms 116. I love the Lord because he have heard my voice and my supplications. I love the Lord because your prayers is getting through. And when we're going through something in our life, this is the only language that we have to get to God, to get to our Heavenly Father, is to talk to him and pray. Ain't no sense you picking up the phone, calling Sister Mary or Sister Sue or Brother Joe, Brother Bob. Ain't no sense you doing that. If you call yourself a believer and you believing on God to supply your every need and to be there for you, and when you're going through things in your life, you're going to go through something on this journey. I'm trying to tell you right now. If a person feel like they done came over to the Lord's side and everything is just going to be peaches and cream over here, I'm sorry to inform you. This is not going to happen that way. Amen. You a target because you a child of God. But that's all right, because I got the kings of kings, and I got the Lord of lords on my side. I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. God have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That mind that is stayed on him, that mind is to get, amen, into the word of God. Being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but the incorruptible seed, by the word of God which liveth. The word of God that liveth and abideth forever on you on the inside. The Bible sows the cloud in Psalms 119, verse 89. O Lord, thy word is forever settled in heaven. Amen. When God looked down upon to predestine and ordain you, amen, the word of the Lord was already settled in heaven, amen, directly for you, that he can put you in a place and set your feet upon a rock. Uh-huh. Set your feet upon a firm foundation. Glory to God. You know, there's a song that they used to sing that, Jesus, I'll never forget what you done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out and brought me through. And my dearly beloved, we want to share a bit of that today with you. See, here lies the problem. The Lord said that I am married to the backslider. And folk have turned away from the Lord, and a place of apostasy, and meaning denying the faith, and meaning that, in other words, I'm good and I can just live without God. I just wake myself up. I can go every day to my everyday job. You know, I can act unseemly. I can disrespect folk. I can say derogatory things and just do, amen, what I want to do. That begins to be a core in the root of a problem. And denying the faith of God where you're failing to repent. The Bible so declares, 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 5. It says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not that your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. And that word reprobates correlates right along with apostasy, where you refuses to repent. You persistently going on with your everyday life and just living life as usual, and every day as every day goes forth, not giving God his glory. Jesus said, repent ye therefore, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Folks, we need to examine ourselves at times. Even much as a believer, we need to examine ourselves sometimes to see if our life is lining up with the will of God in our lives as we continue to walk on this day's journey. Do I have the love? Do I have the peace? Do I have the joy? Do I have the endurance? Is I'm doing what God have called me to do, despite of? Because the world is not going to receive us. Let's get that established. We already know the world is not, spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, it's the Thanksgiving season, and it's a beautiful time of the year. And God created each and everything. All things was created by him and for him. And all things was made for him. And there wasn't anything made that was made. So we give thanks to God for each and everything that he do. And here lies the problem. Folk is praising the creature rather than the creator. And see, and God ain't, he ain't overly pleased with that. You know, he the one that made the moon to rule by night, and he made the sun to rule by day. But at the same time, there was moon gods in the Old Testament. They worshiped the moon. And this was not pleasing with the Lord. God said that you should have no other gods before me. I am the true and living God. And every God that comes or attempt to come upon the true and the living God, you're already fighting a losing battle. We seen it when Moses went up against the Amalekites and Joshua went before the fight, and Moses held the rod, the staff of God, rod up, the staff of the Lord. And the Bible says that Aaron and Hur helped him hold up the staff because his arm was tired. And every time he held up that staff, Israel's life was prevailing. But every time he dropped it, then the Amalekites got the best of the battle. And the fact of the matter is, when we put God first in our life and continue to praise God, we're going to have triumph victory over the enemy. And by doing that is that We have to be receptive to the Word of God, to allow the Word of God to saturate us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. The Bible said the Bible so declared that now that you have received the Lord Jesus, walk therefore in him. Now that I have received him, I'm walking in the promises of God. And as I'm walking vigilantly and diligently, and I'm watching as I walk. And here's the deal. You know, we people of God, and we in a perverse and a crooked world here today. But thanks God, thanks be unto God who give us the victory. And if we didn't have the Lord on our side, we can't walk this fight. And we can't walk this good fight of faith. We cannot. Because we're subject to the law. And as the Old Testament days, when Moses wrote the tablets, people still was transgressors of the law. Thou shalt not steal. They still stole. Thou shalt have no other God before me. They still did that. Thou shalt not covet. They still did that. But now we're translating to the New Testament where we're under grace and through faith that we are saved. Not of ourselves, but it's the gift of God. So by having that, we know that we got God on our side already. So because when trouble come, I'm already humble. You know, I was in the store the other day and I was purchasing something and I know it was kind of busy. And I had a big item. I know I was walking slow because I had some merchandise and it caused a substantial amount of money. And I didn't want it to damage. So I was walking kind of slow. So apparently I got in some one way. And they kind of cut behind me, and as they cut behind me, they tripped my feet, and they kept on walking. They ain't say nothing. They ain't say excuse me or anything. You know, I thought that was rather rude, you know, but I'm identifying with Satan. See, that wasn't nothing but the devil right there, you know. And you know, I'm supposed to go and plead my cause, just confront these people, you know. Why? I'm a man of God. I'm a child of the living God. You know, I don't do that. You know, and I guess apparently they was having a bad day or whatnot. God bless them. You know, I gave them the benefit of the doubt. But it's the same thing as we walk on this Christian journey, on this warfare. Listen, the Bible sows the cloud. In 2 Corinthians, that sixth chapter, real quick, and we're running out of time. We need to realize and understand that the Lord have the thoughts of peace for us and not of evil, to giving us an expected end. And I'm convinced, and the Lord been dealing with me, people want to put God in their own perspective. A trophy God. When I need him, I pick him off the shelf, and I dust him off and everything, and I put him back when things occur in my life that things haywire. No, don't work like that. But you want to go and live any old kind of way for God, and then want God to come in and deliver you out of a situation. He's a righteous and upright God, you know. And our righteousness is just filthy rags to God. God don't need none of us, tell you the truth, because he's a righteous God. And if you don't get it done, God will get somebody else to do it. You know, your blessing will be going to somebody else. The servants of the Lord. God give us, he distributed us out. He gave us gifts unto men when he ascended up on high. And when we think that we're just solely, that God is just looking out solely upon us, no. If you fool around and be slow-footed and be slothful, God will get somebody else and get the anointing and get it to someone else who's willing to go and the blessings to someone else who's willing to go. and do what thus saith God. Because all our righteousness is just filthy rags to God. But as we look in this text what agreement have the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be separated, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. See, idols, see, idolatry, this here, and anything outside of God where you're worshiping, God is not, you know, pleased with that, because you allowed that to come before him, and you have failed back. It's at a point of a spiritual decline or spiritual illness. I'm tired. I don't want to go to church this morning. I'm tired. I can't read the word this morning. But don't you know that the word of the Lord is sharper than any two-edged sword, quickening and dividing of the son of the soul and the spirit, discerning the thoughts and of the mind. So when you read the word of God, it enhances you and it enables you to get over a hump where you can see spiritual warfare that is in front of you, that is occurring in front of you, because you're subject to do something that you may regret at some other time. See, when we're weak, then we're made strong in God. And at times, we all have our infirmities in our body. We all go through something in our body. But you know what? When we got the Lord on our side, we can make it through. We're going to prevail. As Moses hold up the staff of God, and they prevail over the Amalekites. But when he dropped it down, the Amalekites took over. You got to continue to lift up the name of the Lord. You got to continue to worship God. And the Bible souls declare that you worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, because the Lord is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. To get closer, amen, to him. To draw closer, amen, unto God. That you can be able to overcome. See, our time have basically come to an end almost. But to know in the divine inclination of God, God have a willingness to hear and respond to his people's needs. God will respond in a way that in an hour, in a time as such as this, in a time that you went going through something in your life, God is a God of love, of God of bringing you through. Glory to God. Propensity to behave in a certain way. To behave ourselves, to bring ourselves up under subjection of the Almighty God, to mortify the deeds of this body, to set our minds and our affections on things above, now that you have been risen with Christ. The Bible souls declare in Colossians, the book of Colossians, now that you have been risen with Christ, set your mind and your affections on things above, where your life is hidden in Christ Jesus. Paul said that in the book of 2 Corinthians, that fourth chapter, that the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not. But the heart, that darkness have shined in our heart, of the light of Jesus Christ have shined it in our heart. I want to ask you a question this morning. Don't let the darkness take you away. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, is our prayer. Amen. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, we thank the Lord for you tuning in. Be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you, is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.